This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares, hour number two. Thank you for being in class today. Let's see. Class, so on August 25th, I'll be speaking at the at an event in the Ozarks. And it's called OzarksHomesteading.com. Ozarks, plural, Homesteading.com. And Mike Knox will be speaking there, too. He's with White Harvest Seed Company. He is the owner of White Harvest Seed Company, along with his family. And Mike Knox is a USA Prepares instructor. He's been with us for years. And what a great presentation he's going to give. So he and Lou Cassidy and I will be there. Lou is not scheduled to speak, but he'll be there. And what we thought we would do is have a, like an after expo party. Yeah, around the campfire, cookout. And we thought what we could do is teach some more. Share the lessons that you've learned in your seminars at the OzarksHomesteading.com expo. And bring your knowledge to the campfire. And we'll flesh out any of those questions that you may have about things that you might not have completely understood. So we'll take care of that right here at the campsite. And if you're interested in booking, you can go to naturalfarms.LC, Natural Farms, plural, LC as in Limited Corporation, .com. And you can book on HipCamp, and I put a discount up there for you. So if you want to take the 20% discount, there's a discount code. Apply that. And it's on the title line of page number one. It says 20% off discount code. And I don't think it's fair to offer a discount to some people and not to others. You know, some companies will offer a discount to veterans, but not to people who pay the taxes so the veterans can be veterans. So we offer the discount to everybody. And I think that's the fair way to do it. You know, I don't think senior citizens should get a discount just because we're senior citizens. I happen to be one. But what about the young people who are struggling? Or do they get a discount? What about people with that are underweight? What about people who are overweight? What about people who are normal weight? Do they get a discount? So I think everybody should be able to get a discount if you're going to offer one, rather than segregate by group. Okay. So, have you noticed foaming, F-O-A-M, foam, when it rains? Have you noticed that? Well, I've been talking about this for years. And, you know, we have several creeks that run through the property, wet weather creeks. And they just, when there's lots of rain, they just appear and water runs downhill. Well, I've noticed that they foam. And I was trying to find the source of it. I can't find it. I hop in the truck and I ride around. Is it just our farm? Is it something our neighbors did? Is it something that was here on the farm, you know, 20 years ago? Somebody bury something? And the answer is no. Well, over the weekend, I had the smoking gun. I have it. I took some pictures of our gutter. Now, I want you to think about this. So we have a house that's in the middle of a field surrounded by woods. we get zero leaves in our gutter. Zero. Because we didn't plant any trees around the house. You know, people who have a quarter of an acre, half an acre, they want to feel like they're surrounded by nature, so they'll plant some trees near the house. We don't have any of those. Our house kind of stands out in the middle of the field. There's no landscaping around it, around the foundation, and that's on purpose. It's on purpose because snakes love it. Also, criminals love it, you know, to hide by the foundation while they're checking out the house. Well, anybody tries to hide around here, there's going to be blood everywhere. And dogs will see them, and the dogs will recognize them as they don't recognize them. And there'll be lots of noise, and there'll be blood. So we don't have shrubs around our house. And we don't have trees to drop leaves in the gutter, so we don't have to clean the gutters. Well, that being said, we had a torrential rain over the weekend. A couple inches in a very short time. The gutters overflowed with water and foam. It looked like someone put 10 times the amount of detergent in a washing machine, and it was just overflowing with foam, soap suds, detergent suds. That's what it looked like. The same foam that I've been finding in the creeks for years. That means only one thing. It's coming from overhead. It's coming from the sky. It's coming from those chemtrails. Absolutely, positively true. That's what it is. Has anyone told you that? Has anybody noticed that? And as farmers, we look up and we look down and we look all around and we notice trends and we notice things that are happening. And we notice that products change sizes. And we notice that what used to be a 50-pound bag is now 48 and 44 and 42 and 40 and then 38. We notice things like that. And we notice the prices because we have to. Because farmers are entrepreneurs. They are in business for themselves. And what they do is they try to grow food and survive in the marketplace. And my prediction is that these chemicals are inhibiting the growth of food. They're preventing the plants from thriving. Grass yield is down about 50% so far this year. 50%. That means that farmers will be able to keep about half as many cows as they used to. Half. That means that there'll be less beef in the marketplace unless we import it from someplace that has rain. Maybe like South America. And your government allows beef from South America to be stamped USDA inspected. That doesn't mean grown in the United States, raised in the United States. It just means it was inspected in the United States. So the American farmer is competing with produce and beef and pork and chicken from other countries. And your government says it's okay. These guys that you have endorsed, selected, maybe even voted for, have done it. They've done it. Do you think they work for you? I don't. And that's another immutable thing. I was thinking about that this morning. So I don't vote. I no longer vote, and I haven't voted in a couple of the selections. That's with NES, selections. I believe my vote doesn't count. I believe that it's almost impossible for me to get up on stage in front of 4,000 people, make a case for protecting our grid, lowering our electric rates, and keeping our local electric cooperative independent from a coronal mass ejection, having a switch that we can throw to keep us from going down with the rest of the grid, and standing up there and making that case and getting 100 votes. 100. I don't think anyone has ever gotten fewer votes than I have, and I've run four times, four separate years. In a five-year span, I ran four times. And I don't think anyone has ever gotten fewer votes. I think people who didn't even show up to be on stage got more votes than I did. What I'm telling you is I don't believe it. I don't believe, I mean, I know people are stupid. I know that for a fact. But I don't believe that elections are fair. I don't believe they're honest. I believe they're corrupt at every level. And you know when you go to the polls and you put down who you would prefer if you had a choice, I call it voting. I believe that those serialized paper ballots that you color the little circles to indicate which candidate you would like to see if you had a choice. I believe those serialized pieces of paper are monitored by the election officials, those people who sit at those folding tables and those folding chairs, and one of them says, I may have your license and picture ID. Another one looks at it again to make sure that the first one didn't make a mistake. And then the third one hands you a ballot with a number on it, a serial number. And I believe that what they do is they secretly write down that number because they know that you are at the first person. That means that you're going to be getting the next paper ballot. And they write down serial number 1234567. And then later on, when it comes time to unload the machine to count the number of paper ballots and look at the display that says here's how many ballots were entered, and they physically count the number of pieces of paper, the paper ballots, they can actually look at serial number 12345 and see it's you and see how you voted because you colored in those dots. And then they know whether you're on their team or not. And they know whether you're Republican, a Democrat, an independent, or you vote across party lines. They can do that. Do they tell you they do that? No. Would they admit it? I don't think so. Can they do it? Absolutely. So, I'm not going to participate in that charade. That's back to immutable again. It is not subject to change. Everything's getting worse. Supply chain's getting worse. Prices are getting higher. I know a guy who got the jab and got another one. Maybe even got boosted. He's signed up for a quadruple heart bypass. Any day now. I know a gal who is an exercise trainer, as fit as can be. Fell down, broke her hip. Jabbed, double jabbed, boosted, fell down. Did she lose her balance?
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family family's health insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
That saying, I think it's absolutely on point. And it applies to the way I approach things. It's uncomfortable. It's really uncomfortable. And it's something like this. Get out of your comfort zone and stay there. Get out of your comfort zone and stay there. So when I was in elementary school, a long time ago, that's the 1950s and the 1960s, one of the things I really, really didn't like was speaking in front of a group. Reading out loud to the group, you know, sitting around, the students sitting around a circle, and each one of them taking a couple sentences or a paragraph and reading from a book. I remember Mrs. Finelli was in that class, and she could read so well, and I had so much trouble reading. I had so much trouble reading that I had to put a colored piece of paper. Sometimes it was blue, sometimes it was, you know, a reddish pink color under the line that I was trying to read, because the words kept jumping around on the page. You know, I just couldn't get those words to hold still in my mind. So I was probably the worst reader in the class. And reading was really difficult for me. Extremely difficult. And speaking, public speaking, I mean, just brutal. I didn't want to do it. And throughout my about my educational pursuits, you know, formal education. I'm talking about elementary school, middle school, high school, undergraduate, graduate school. I didn't like speaking in public. So I avoided it at all costs. And here I am. Every day. Every day is a final exam. Right here on the radio. No safety net. No safety net whatsoever. Speaking to a lot of people. I don't know how many. Maybe it's two. Maybe it's three. I don't know. I don't know how many people. Maybe it's thousands. Maybe it's more than that. I don't know. But I got out of my comfort zone and I stay here. Before I built a house, I never built a house. Before I renovated an apartment building, I never renovated an apartment building. Before I climbed up on a roof, I never climbed up on a roof. Before I rebuilt an automobile engine, I never did that. Before I raced a car, I never raced a car. I'm talking about on the track. Before I built my first race engine, I never built a race engine. So I'm out of my comfort zone all the time. And I stay here. And you can do the same thing too. You know, before, and I'm allergic to making mistakes. I get hives just thinking about making mistakes. And that's one of the reasons why I get so frustrated with corporations that make cheesy products. Because they made a cheesy product, I end up with it, even though I try not to end up with it, and now it's my problem to figure out what to do about it. So I do lots of research to prevent making mistakes. That's called mini-max regret. What would you do to minimize your maximum regret? Well, you study, you research, you ask a lot of questions, you do more study, more research. You look at other people's, you know, what they've done. You make up your own mind. And you don't get swayed and lulled into complacency by marketeers and salespeople. You know, when I was a child, believe it or else, that's what my friend, my boyfriend Pete, when I was growing up, his father would say, Pete, Peter, believe it or else. And, you know, my father would say, believe it or not. And his Peter's father said, believe it or else. And I think believe it or else is great. And I really do like it. So believe it or else, when I was growing up, you could go to a store that sold shoes. We called them shoe stores. And you could buy a pair of shoes. And there was a guy there who was a shoe salesman. And this wasn't some, you know, part-time worker who just was there because he needed minimum wage. This was a guy who knew about feet and arches and widths and lengths and shoe construction. And he actually fit the pair of shoes to make sure that you had the right size. I used to have people like that. Not anymore.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
USA News Update. Crews are rushing to the spot in the North Atlantic where the Titanic rests because a small submarine used to take tourists to that site is missing. No word on how many people may be aboard the sub, which dives nearly 2.5 miles to the ocean floor to let people view the wreckage of the Titanic. In Beijing.
We are not about decoupling. We're about de-risking and diversifying.
Secretary of State Anthony Blinken trying to clarify the U.S. position toward China. After his meeting with China's president, Blinken said he failed to convince him to reestablish direct communication lines between Chinese and U.S. militaries. President Biden is California bound for an event on fighting climate change and a campaign appearance. At least 12 million of us around the USA are in the path of another huge storm bearing down on much of the South, and another 31 million are broiling under another day of intense heat. Rich Johnson, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we're going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life
with Extendivite. This can be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why should I have got your...
Take my... When you go to the season... For 2 seconds...
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
So, class, what's up with all of these public personalities, including the guy with the big chair using the F word, F this, F that? What's up with that? What's up with people who we could look up to, but don't, because they're vulgar? What's up with that? And we don't have to be like this. We really don't. And where does it come from? I think a lot of it comes from Hollywood. I think a lot of it is what people see on television. And frankly, I don't like it. I don't like it one iota. It's not necessary. It's not necessary to race to the bottom. It's not necessary to reduce our vocabulary to maybe 12 words. When people use profanity, it's a sign to me of a lower IQ. I'm sorry to say that. I remember John Stadtmiller saying to me on the phone privately, he said, I've never heard you swear. I said, yeah. And he said, why is that? I said, John, you know, when people use profanity with me, I don't want to put up with it, so I don't. And when they use profanity, it convinces me that whatever I thought their IQ was, I was off by 10%. It's actually lower than I thought. And I think that struck a chord with him when I said that. And you know, what's really interesting, people know how I feel about this. And when they slip, which means that they use it in conversations with other people, when they slip and use profanity when they're on the phone with me, they apologize. Oh, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I didn't mean it. Really? Well, if you didn't mean it, then just remove the profanity from your lexicon. Just remove it. And then you won't slip. And then I won't think that your IQ is 10% lower than I used to think it was. Class, do you have a great deal of respect for people who are vulgar, do you? I don't. So, years ago, about 5 years ago, I bought these LED retrofit lights. I told you that our house, we built our farmhouse. I wanted a clean look. I wanted to save money. I wanted effective and efficient lighting. So for about $6 and change each, I put these can lights in. And they are recessed lightings. They are a 6-inch can, upside down. And they came with a plastic bezel, and you could screw in an Edison-based light bulb. You could screw in a Curlicue compact fluorescent light bulb. And when the LED light bulbs came out, you could put those in. And then they made a better design. They made a retrofit for the can lights. And this is a bezel with a 13-watt LED array and the electronics that went through it. It came with an adapter, which is like a screw-in base, like an Edison light bulb. You screw it in with two wires coming out of it and with these pigtail wires. And that would power the LED retrofit light with the bezel. It was a great idea. It was assembled with screws. You could take it apart. And I started failing. They were guaranteed for 7 years. They failed after, started failing right away. Some of them fell off the ceiling because the screws were too short. Of course, they're all made in China, right? And they would fall right off the ceiling all by themselves. Just boom. And the screws were so short. I mean, I guess they saved that extra 10 or 20% of the material of the screws by making them so short that they wouldn't hold. So what I had to do was use super glue and glue them all together so they wouldn't fall off the ceiling. But by doing that, I rendered them unable to be opened up. And here's the problem with that. So we have these retrofit light kits, which are kind of nice, you know, when they work. But when they don't work, you throw them away. Throw away this whole thing. The bezel, the springs that hold them in place, the heat sink, everything. You throw the entire thing away. And they've improved them, so they don't use the screws anymore, so the screws can't fall off and break the plastic and have them fall off the ceiling. They don't use screws anymore. They electrically weld these, sonic weld the plastic parts together. So the plastic pieces are fused together with the other plastic pieces. But they took a light that was repairable. One, you could just replace the disc that had a heat sink and the little surface-mounted LEDs and the power supply, all surface-mounted on this aluminum disc. about the size of a silver dollar, about the thickness of two silver dollars, you know, one stacked on the other. So they took that, and they made it so that you throw the whole thing away. You can't fix them anymore. So that's just going to fill up our landfill that much faster. And whose idea was this? Where do you think they're manufactured? Well, they're made in China. We don't make them here. They're made in China. So they bang them out, we buy them, and then throw them away. Americans have become accustomed to extravagance, waste, and we think it's okay that a dehumidifier lasts 5 years. We think it's okay that that chest freezer that's made by some company whose name we don't recognize, a foreign company, and we think it's okay that if you drop a hamburger patty on the bottom of a chest freezer, it dents the bottom of the chest freezer because it's a thin, thin, thin sheet of aluminum, whereas it used to be steel when we made them. But we don't make them. The Chinese make them. So we have these substandard chest freezers that don't get cold enough. The compressors wear out quickly. And they're disposable. Now, throwing out a chest freezer is a big deal, right? You need a truck to take a chest freezer to the landfill. And, of course, it has ozone-depleting refrigerant in it, right? Now, wouldn't it be better to make a better quality chest freezer, refrigerator, refrigerator freezer, or upright freezer in the first place? Wouldn't it be better to do that? Take a look at Facebook Marketplace or Craigslist, probably Facebook Marketplace, and look up refrigerators and freezers and see what's for sale. You'll see these cheap Chinese ones that nobody wants. And you might see a few old, 40-year-old freezers from companies like Whirlpool, Kenmore, Signature, which was the Montgomery Ward's label, which was Whirlpool, General Electric, still running. And the price for them is really high. They sell for more now used, 40 years old, than they did when they were brand new. Why is that? It's because they're better than the cheesy new ones you buy. I really believe that people are not paying attention. I really believe it. So there was our son and I went on an excursion. We went to the big city over the weekend. He said, T, I don't know why. I don't know why he calls me T, the letter T, not T-E-E, not T-E-A, just the letter T. I think it's capital T, though. So he said, hey, T, there's a guy who's selling four wheels. They match your old truck. I think we should get them. $100 for four. $25 a piece, and they have tires on them. And so they're aluminum, magnesium, alloy wheels, General Motors brand, just like the ones on my truck. And why would we do that? Well, because we have some tires that have a lot of grip, better for the winter for my old truck. Then we have some tires for the summer, less rolling resistance, more miles per gallon. And so instead of taking the tires off the wheels and rebalancing them, another set of wheels would be just great. That's great. So we looked at the pictures of them and went to pick them up. And a guy came out in shorts. You know those shorts that are real long? I don't know why they call them shorts. I think they ought to call them longs. But they call them shorts. And they're like this polyester material. Kind of like a glisteny fabric. Real baggy. I think they're unattractive. But that's what this guy had on. And he came out and he showed us the wheels. And our son said, three of them are the same. One of them doesn't match. It's similar, but it's from a different vehicle. They're not on the same wheels. The guy kind of just shrugged and I don't know. And that was his response. He said, you know, I never noticed. If you were selling something, would you notice that? Would you notice that three of the center hubcaps that cover the lug nuts, would you notice that three of them are the same and one's different? Would you know that three of the wheels are the same and one's different? Would you know that? I submit to you, every single one of you would. But he didn't. And what was really interesting about that was he didn't say, you know what, I'm really sorry, y'all came 120 miles and I feel just terrible. So how about I just, you know, pay for some of the gas? You know, how about I take $25 off? Nope. So people make mistakes, and he might have said it, but I don't remember it. I don't remember I'm really sorry being said. I don't remember that. I don't think we do that anymore. I think it's, under the current administration, I think it's illegal to say I'm sorry. So people don't do it. Or they believe it's illegal, and they don't apologize for their own mistakes. So the next stop was to pick up a grill. Stainless steel grill, one of those, you know, real big ones. It was $20, $20. $20. It's one of those $500 or $600 or $700 grills. And we thought, you know, this would be perfect for the campground. Inexpensive. Looked like it was really well made. As a matter of fact, Sam's Club sold them. Had their house brand on it. Member's mark. Looked good. So we get there and we lift it open and our son talked to the guy. And the grill was rusted. You know where you put the hamburgers, the beef? It's rusted. The diffusing plates were ceramic. They turned to dust. And the bottom where the burner was, rusted. It was junk. It was no good.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com. Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So, people are doing things that I don't approve of. And, like the guy who sells the car at the used car lot. And they finance it, and then they put a GPS tracker in the car. They hook it up to the car's wiring. And this thing can immobilize the car. And I can understand, you know, wanting to get paid and that kind of thing. But I can't understand doing that without telling the customer that, I just want you all to know that, you know, we got an immobilization device on your car that we done put in there. And if you don't pay us, it's going to shut you down. So I just wanted to let you know we're tracking your every move, you know, whether you go to the Chinese factory outlet or whether you go to the pizza shop or whether you buy gas, you know, whether you go home, we're going to know where you are at all times. Just want to let you know. Do they do that? Do they tell the customer? No. Bought a refrigerator, a used one, a commercial refrigerator, not a freezer, a refrigerator for our farm and for our campers. And, you know, of course, when we buy something, we take it apart. We look at it and we want to know everything about it. Of course, we want to know everything about it before we buy it. But then we test it and make sure it's going to do everything that the seller said it was going to do. So we have this True, T-R-U-E, made in USA brand. And it really is. It's made in USA, St. Louis, Missouri. And this thing has a Wi-Fi tracking system on it. This thing had an added radio device that would transmit through Wi-Fi all kinds of statistics. Well, I used to have it. I took it off. So, cars built since 2000 have GPS locators, those little antennas that you see on, you know, little stub antennas. They look like a fin that would be on the bottom of a boat. They stand up about 4 inches. Semi-aerodynamic, usually on the roof. That's a GPS tracking antenna. so everybody knows where y'all are. You like that? It's outrageous, right? My 1996 Mercedes doesn't have one. Darn. Can you imagine that? Doesn't have one. $380 million Powerball jackpot. You want to talk about inflation? You know, those jackpots used to be $1,000. $1,000. Now, we're at $380 million and climbing. Does that spell inflation to you? It's unthinkable. Who would be able to use $380 million? You know, they told me in school when I was studying for my master's degree that I'd be a millionaire. Now, all the students would be millionaires. And you would be too, class. $25,000 a year, average salary, work 40 years, 40 times $25,000, it's a million. So we can all make $1 million. And, but winning a lottery to get, like, instantly $380 million, a lifetime of earning for 380 people? How'd that happen? How did that happen? Now, I don't want you to think that the odds of winning the lottery is so good. Lottery is a tax on the uninformed. You know, if I were impolite, I'd say on the stupid. I have a recipe. I made some bread this morning. I make it, you know, every few days. The dogs like it. It's better than biscuits, I think. And certainly less expensive. And we have 6 dogs. So they get, I cut it up and heat it and dry it out real quickly, and it becomes like croutons. They love them. And I use them to train the dogs and their treats. Anyway, so I make this bread. And as an inexpensive fast meal, French onion soup. You can buy a package or a box of 2 packets of French onion soup. You can take like a spoon of it, of the powder plus the dried onions. Put it in some water, heat it up in a pan, pour it into a soup bowl, put a piece of toast from the bread maker that you make in there, a slice of cheese. What a great fast meal. Same thing with tomato soup. So I alternate between French onion soup with 1 slice of cheese. And you can even, believe it or not, you can even use American cheese. You know, the yellow stuff. By the way, cheese is white. Any other color is color added. Cheese is white. You know, I know. Because milk's white. Tomato soup, you can do the same thing. Tomato soup, 1 piece of toast, some cheese. It's fabulous. Absolutely fabulous. Well, it looks like we're about out of time for today's 5-Minute University. Tomorrow, Rich Eben's going to be with us. And I have a feeling he's going to be frosted with all these evil things that are happening 360 degrees around us. Yep. So Rich Eben is tomorrow. Gwyneth is Wednesday. Kyle's Thursday. And then Greg and Bert on Friday.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.